morning. This is Nigel D'Souza, and you're listening in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. And there are many queues that are lined up early this morning, and the SGX Nifty, for starters, is indicating the Nifty is likely to start off with a cut of run 40 to run 50 points. Now, first up, the US markets, they ended in the red as trade war fears keep global markets very, very nervous. Now, US President Donald Trump hinted that the United States is ready to slap tariffs on an additional $260 billion worth of Chinese goods. He also said that the US would start trade negotiations with Japan next. Now, the MSCI Emerging Market ETF, that was down close to around 0.5%, and the strong US jobs data reported on Friday will not be very good news for emerging markets like ours, as we could see a shift in flows towards developed markets like the United States that are on the rate hike path. In terms of our own markets, well, the net inflows into the equity plans, they have dipped further in August 2018. But the good news is that SEBI-appointed panel has proposed relaxing foreign fund rules for NRIs. Now, as always, we'll be tracking crude as well as the dollar index. Now, crude prices, yes, they've come off the elevated $80 per barrel mark, but early this morning, it's holding above $77 per barrel. The dollar index as well is holding steady at around 95.4 odd mark. Remember, the rupee saw a sharp recovery intraday in Friday's trading session, but today, in fact, it'll be in focus yet again on the back of the strong jobs report as well as some strength that we're seeing on the USD. Now, in Friday's trading session, we saw a sharp recovery in the Nifty, ending at the higher end of the range. Well, in fact, at the end of the day, the institutions were net buyers. Both the FIIs and the DIIs, they were net buyers, and the DIIs pumped in more than 900 crores. In the past week, though, the FIIs have turned net short on the index from being net long, but they have hedged themselves perfectly by buying more puts than calls. The biggest positive, though, from the FII data on Friday is that they wrote 6 puts for every 1 call written. That's indicating that the bulls have and will look to defend the 11,500 odd mark on a closing basis, and the highest open interest on the put side is at around the 11,500 put. Remember, the Nifty has seen a short recovery from the sub 11,400 levels that we witnessed last week. Axis Bank and HDFC Life, both of them will be stocks we'll be looking at early this morning. This after Amitabh Chaudhary tenders resignation from HDFC Life as the MD and CEO and is appointed the MD and CEO of Axis Bank for the next 3 years. Remember, Axis Bank stock has already rallied by close to around 20% in the past 2 months. Now, Motilal Oswal says that the building blocks, they are falling in place to further strengthen the recovery for Axis Bank, while for HDFC Life, they don't see any big disruption. Now, rates as well will be in focus in today's trading session. They bagged an order of nearly 300 crore rupees from the Ministry of Railways. We're almost through the second quarter, FY19, but a couple of companies will be reacting to their quarter one FY19 results. The likes of IFCI that reported a loss that compares with the profit. Well, another smaller stock, Capri Global, that one will be reacting to its set of numbers. Remember, they reported a profit of around 27 crores. That compares with around 7 crores. This is Nigel D'Souza signing off and wishing you a good start to the week and a great week ahead.